This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, Republican from the Show Me State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as the president heads to his home state and very close to his home district in explaining why he thinks Congress needs to pass the Senate version of the health care legislation. As of right now, House Democratic leaders appear to be still several votes short. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to join you, Greg. And it is true the president came to my district today, but I had a chance to get back to my district in my own way. We had a teleconference town hall forum. That is, we use satellite feed to run the sound and the picture from video cameras over to our district. Had a reserved room at the St. Charles Convention Center, and we had room for 800 people to come to this event, and instead we had 2,200 plus people. And I had a chance for a number of elected office holders, some state, and then a number of other congressmen that I work with to talk to my constituents about why we thought this health care bill was just absolutely terrible. And we got a tremendous amount of media on that event. So when the president arrived, at least he knew that he had some kind of sense of vigor in the debate.
Well, clearly, from the numbers, that shows a tremendous amount of interest and most likely a lot of passion. We've seen in recent months that town hall meetings can obviously bring up a lot of different passions on either side of the issue. Congressman, obviously, the president, I'm sure, as is usually the case, the president will be in an event where the vast majority of the people there are strongly supportive of the agenda. What did you hear from those 2,200 people?
Well, you know, what we did hear was the president had an event, but it was closed. You had to have an invitation to it. The most they could seat, I think, was just about 300 or 400 is what I heard. And so we had an open event. Anybody wanted to could come. And we had 2,200 that showed up. And I think they had one message for the president, and that is we do not want Washington, D.C. taking over American health care. It was about as simple as that. We think the focus should be on jobs. And we just don't believe that the logic of we need more socialism in health care. Somehow it's a hard sell when you think about it. We've got Medicare and Medicaid that are about to bankrupt the country, and now we're being told the solution is that we have to give up all of health care to be run by the government. If the government cannot run Medicare and Medicaid without bankrupting our country, why would we give them the rest of health care to manage? And I think that's why the American public just intuitively senses that this is the wrong way to go.
Congressman, was that the main concern that you heard in your town hall meeting about the government gaining more power over such a large portion of the economy? And the Republicans, of course, have been talking about a whole bunch of different areas, about taxes, about individual mandates and that sort of thing. What else did you hear, and or was that the dominant theme?
Well, I think there were a number of dominant themes. We started with the question of the constitutionality of the bill in the first place. Then the examples of all the places where this kind of approach to health care has failed, not just England and Canada, but also Massachusetts and Tennessee. One of our state senators spoke of the fact that the states should be laboratories for democracy. I introduced Dr. Phil Rowe from Tennessee as the state that blew up the laboratory. They put this kind of government-run health care into Tennessee and almost ran health care out of the state. And the budget of Tennessee has never recovered from the mess that they created. So we saw the examples of the fact it didn't work. The doctor-patient relationship came up, the affordability, certainly. We also, there was interest in the special deals, the trapdoors and things, you know, the Cornhusker kickbacks and the Louisiana Purchase Number 2 and hospitals in Connecticut or New Jersey and Florida not having to pay the Medicare cuts that every other state would have to do. So all of these special deals that were put in there to win Senate votes, people don't like that. And then just the bottom line, the fact it's going to give us lousy health care and basically destroy the economic future of the country, all of that together. So it's an all and.
Congressman, it's been reported that at least a couple of prominent Democrats will not be at the president's event today. Does that suggest a reflection of the attitude of most people in Missouri, or is that just a coincidence?
Well, no, I think that Nancy Pelosi is telling the Democrats that you need to vote yes on this bill and make history. And I think that they're starting to think, if I vote yes on this bill, I'll be history.
And Congressman, what do you suspect is coming down the pike here? Obviously, the president wants a vote by March 18th before he heads to Asia. Steny Hoyer said yesterday that that's not his deadline. He'll call a vote when the votes are there. Any indication right now as to how close or how far they are from their target of 216?
Well, we just don't know. From everything we're hearing, it's one of these. It got a 50-50 chance maybe of passing. It's still not clear how that's going to be. There are a lot of claims that we can fix problems in the Senate bill through reconciliation, which is not true. And the bill has a lot of fatal flaws. And I think the American public has just got this down pretty well. They understand that they just do not want to have their health care controlled by federal bureaucrats. It's bad enough to have some insurance person second-guessing a doctor and a patient, but it's even more intolerable to have some federal bureaucracy doing the same thing.
The president said clearly in Pennsylvania, and he's expected to say the same in Missouri, that this needs to be passed because the insurance companies have too much power, there's not enough competition, and they're just basically bilking people out of money by raising premiums exponentially and then denying claims when people actually need that coverage. Obviously, there's a target here of the industry. What do you make of that?
Well, the president's had a war on business going ever since he was elected, and the fruit of that war and his campaign is that we've got unemployment there up near 10%. And, you know, there are some ways to structure health care in America which do not create major insurance company monopolies, and the Republicans have some of those. For instance, allowing insurance to be sold across state lines, particularly where you've got some city that's on a border, and it may be that there are people in both states that have policies that would work, and one may give you a discount on price. So there are quite a number of ways that we can deal with what's going on in health care. We've got a lot of money that can be saved through medical malpractice reform, through tort reform, and a lot of other innovative ideas. The real question is this. What the Democrats are proposing is essentially to redo, to take one-sixth of the U.S. economy, have the federal government take it over and run it. That's what they're really talking about. The many Republican bills are more along the lines of, let's pick specific areas in health care where we have problems and fix those problems, but let's not scrap everything we've got and write something new. So it's the equivalent of for the Democrats, that you've got a broken faucet or a broken drain in your sink in your kitchen, and they are deciding to completely rebuild the entire kitchen, to remodel a whole kitchen, as opposed to just fixing the drain or the faucet.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. We'll see how the debate plays out in the coming days. We look forward to talking to you again. Thanks for your time today.
Greg, it's been a pleasure joining you, and hope that some of those comments are interesting.
They certainly are. Missouri Congressman Todd Akin represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.